We continue 7 lines down from the top, Anun Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a story with a machlokas between Rava and Rav Huna. The story, if you recall, was about this shop. Excuse me. The shop where an Ovid Kachavim came to purchase some wine, and the Jewish owner said, "I don't have any wine." And then he saw a barrel of wine in the corner, and then he took his hand and he stuck his hand into the barrel of wine and agitated the wine. The question is, does the wine become usser because of Yayin Nesach, even though he certainly wasn't menasech anything? His kavana was not for Yayin Nesach. His kavana was just to do it out of anger. So Rava was Mekel, and Rav Huna was Machmir. And Rav Huna ended up meeting Rava and asking him about this issue, Rava said, "It's usser, even to get any benefit from." And Rav Huna was astounded. He said, "What do you mean? You said that it was mutter." So Rava answered, "When I said it was mutter, I didn't necessarily mean it was mutter to drink, to get hana from. Rather, it was usser to get hana from. So when I said usser, I meant usser to..." So when he said it was mutter, he said it was not mutter to drink from it. Sorry, I wasn't very clear with that one. Rava answered, "When I said to you that it's mutter behana, I meant it's mutter behana. All the wine is mutter behana except for the wine that was touched by the idolater." So that was the question. But it clearly seems to be that Rav Huna was incredulous. How could Rava tell me that it's usser when this whole time he was saying that it's mutter? So Rashi explains that he was embarrassed and for paskening lakula, and therefore he tried to save face. But now that was the flash forward. Now the Gemara has a flashback to explain that Rava in fact did change his mind to rule that it was usher behana. And the Gemara begins as follows: Amar Rava ki asai lepumpadisa akpan nachmeni shmeisas umasnisa de usher. When I came to Pumpadisa, akpan nachmeni was, Rashi says, was Abaye peppered me or ambushed me with a Gemara and a Mishnah or a Tosefta to prove that it's usher behana, that agitating with an Ovid Kachavim agitates wine, even not for the sake of Yayin Nesach or for idolatry. The wine is usher. So what are the two proofs? Not halachic proofs, just stories. Shmaisa tahu uvda davaber naharda. There was a similar story that happened in Naharda. The Asar Shmuel, and Shmuel prohibited the wine for the Yisrael to get any benefit from the wine. B'Tiveria, the same story occurred in Tiveria. V'Asar Rabbi Yochanan prohibited the Jew from getting any benefit from the wine. For Amri Lei, so then Rava said, Rava said back to Abaye, "What do you mean? Lafisha Einan B'nai Torah." No, you know why they were so machmir in Naharda and in Tiveria? It's because their ignoramus is there. And the Chachamim didn't want to be lenient in an area where their ignoramus is, because then they'll be lenient in other areas as well when they're not allowed to be lenient. But Amar Liba, then Abaye said back to Rava, "Tiveria V'Naharda Einan B'nai Torah D'mechuza B'nai Torah." What, you're going to tell me that Naharda and Tiveria, they're greater ignoramuses than in Mechuzah? Of course not. In Mechuzah, they're at least as ignorant as Tiveria and Naharda. And therefore, you live in Mechuzah. Why should you be so makel there? So clearly, based on the story, he was machmir, not because you're ignoramuses, but because that's what's appropriate to be machmir, to say that it's asr behana. That's proof number one. And proof number two, masnisa, de'ar gadmin ovid kochavim. Our Godman, Rashi says, was a government official, a regulator who was in charge of ensuring that people weren't cheating the government. And sometimes he would go into stores and he would taste like the wines or other things that they had for sale. So Agardarmin Shekarach B'Meinekes, He took a tube, a straw, vehela, and he sipped some wine out of the barrel. Or he tasted some. Yisrael gave him a cup of wine, and then he put the rest of it back. Whatever he didn't drink, he placed back into the cask. That wouldn't happen nowadays. Zehaya, this was the story that happened. So you have a situation essentially where an Obed Kochavim is touching the wine, even if it's not directly, it's certainly indirectly. Ve'asruhu, and they prohibited it. So what does it mean that they prohibited it? There are two options. It could be prohibited from drinking or prohibiting from benefit. Ma'ila behana. So aren't we talking about they prohibited from benefit, which again is another refutation of Rava. So Gemara says, lo b'shasiyah. No. They only prohibited from drinking. But the Yisrael can now turn around and sell that wine. But says the Gemara, ihachi, if that's the case, listen to Yimacher. Then instead of saying asruhu, it should have said that they told him to sell the wine. Kedik Tani Seifa, because we have a similar situation in the Seifa where that does happen. Charam Ovid Kochavim, Shehoshit Yodo Lachavis, the Kosover Shal Shemen He, the Nimtse Shal Yayin. You have a Charam. A Charam actually says is a Meshugna. So you have a Meshugna who is looking at this cask, thinks that inside is oil, but it ends up being wine. He sticks his hand in and Yimacher. And what do they say? They said you cannot drink, the Yisrael can't drink from the wine any longer, but he can still sell it because it's not Asar Behana. So you see here the word Yimacher is used instead of Asruhu, and it's the same context. So therefore, if they wanted to say that it's Mutar Behana, then they should have used the word Yimacher, but they didn't. So therefore, Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta, we have a refutation of Rava's opinion, and therefore an idolater agitates wine, even not for the sake of Avodah Zarah. And obviously, it's not Mevushel wine we're talking about. The wine becomes usser, not only to drink, but usser to derive any benefit from.